You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Well, welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, March 19th show. I am here to help you build a strong financial blueprint 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but I am here to answer any questions that you have. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And if there's any questions that you have for the guests that I have in studio, again, you can call the show number 1-855-400-1150. Right now in studio, I'm going to have a conversation with Frank Savali with the Cascade team, and we're talking about preparing your business for sale. Frank, thanks for coming back in studio.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And a little bit about Frank. Frank is retired Air Force officer, MS, MBA, and university professor. He is the past president of two publicly traded companies and previously awarded a retail franchise. In 2013, Frank partnered with his wife, Lisa, to enter into the professional business brokering on a full-time basis. In April of 2004, they affiliated with Business Brokers Network. Their company, the Dev Group LLC, was based in Tucson, Arizona. As owners of the Dev Group, they were in charge of all aspects of business brokerage services for the company. Now, in the spring of 2007, Frank and Lisa joined the brokerage franchise to expand the company's operation across the Southwest region and to provide professional brokerage services to business clients in the state of Arizona, New Mexico, and Western Texas regions. And now, in 2012, well, not right now, but in 2012, they moved right here into the Seattle area and joined the Cascade team, where Frank now practices as business and commercial broker for Cascade. His diverse brokerage, teaching, and business coaching background affords him the opportunity to assist buyers and sellers in virtually all market segments. So again, Frank, we're having a conversation and sharing with my listeners for anybody that owns a business and preparing that business for sale. So what is the most important concern when preparing a business for sale?
The most important concern for anyone is trying to get their business ready for sale is to bring up the value so that the business will actually bring what they want it or expect it to bring.
Uh-huh.
And that usually entails a couple of years of work in advance to make sure that your profits are up, your net operating income is up, if that's a determining factor, and that you can list the business for what you really want to see from it.
And so just like if you're selling a home, I mean, you want to make sure it's in the best shape, unlike a home. Now with a business, you've got all the financials as well. You need to make sure that it's looking ready to go. So what about the process for buying and selling a business?
Well, we use a 8-step process that Lisa and I developed over the years mm-hmm. for transferring a business. And we call it our process for a successful business transfer. And I'll just quickly run through these.
Okay.
The first one is prepare a detailed offering package, which means making sure the business actually does have that value and it's ready to be offered to the public. The second one is to prepare a business valuation. We do a business valuation on every business that we list. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is because we want to know that the value is there so that we can effectively market it at that value. We develop a marketing plan. We then begin to implement that plan and contact potential buyers. We negotiate the offer and the purchase with a letter of intent. We conduct a due diligence process with either side or both. And we arrange financing and funding. Now, when I say arrange that, I mean we put people in contact with the right bank or funding arm for a particular business. It's different for every entity.
Mm-hmm.
And then we attend the closing and arrange the transfer at the end. So that's kind of the process.
So you're doing all the 8 steps and getting them hooked up and exactly what they need to do to be successful during the process.
Exactly.
And who should they have on their team during the business transfer?
Well, obviously the owners, mm-hmm. the key players in the business have to be there. Obviously, an accountant if they have one, an attorney if they have an attorney. If not, we try to find those for them to help us with the numbers. And then a banker. A banker is always important. And if they have a broker or if they need a broker, we can fill that role as well.
Got it. So first question I asked you is, you know, the concern is people, what they need to be cautious of, and it's the value. So how is the value of a business determined, Frank?
Well, there's three valuation methods that we use. There are many, many methods, but the three that we use are the multiple of seller's discretionary earnings. And we mm-hmm. talked about that the last time, where discretionary earnings or the self-discretionary earnings are literally the profit, the net, with adding back the owner's salary and the any perks that they may have, whether it's their cell phone, their car, insurance, whatever, that gets added back in. That becomes the SDE. And every business has a different multiple. So one business may have a multiple of SDE of 2, and another one may have a multiple of SDE of 10. And that's been determined over years and years and years of study to find out what those multiples are. A gentleman by the name of Tom West developed what's called a business reference guide, and he's over about 40 years, he's calculated out what those multiples generally turn out to be in a business transfer. The other is the buyer's test, and that's really the same thing that the SBA, the Small Business Administration, runs when you go to get an SBA loan, and you have to meet a certain threshold before they'll provide that loan. We run the same kind of calculation to make sure that you can hit that threshold. Okay. So that's one of those. And the last one is a market method. And it's basically the same thing as comps on a house.
Okay.
So we're looking at your business against other businesses of the same size, same income, and same profit to make sure that we're in the right ballpark.
Got it. So are there things that a business owner can do or where you can help in maximizing that the value on the property? What can they do to list it at a higher price?
Well, getting rid of excess inventory is always a good one. Most businesses over years will accumulate excess inventory or excess furniture, fixtures, and equipment. So getting rid of that initially, selling it off, getting rid of it helps a lot. The other is to start looking at your personnel. And if you have personnel, like just as a first example, we sold a business in Tucson once that had a family member on a payroll that literally did nothing. So we had to take that out.
You need to take that out of there so it looks so it's more profitable.
right. So, you know, that's one of the things that we have to do. We have to make sure that we have the right numbers. But getting rid of the waste and then looking at ways to improve the profit, cutting your cost, increasing your prices, those kind of things, that'll bring the value up and make your business worth more.
So like a lot of things that we do in our business, hiring a coach or a mentor or consultant, somebody that is an expert in that area, is it wise and is that something a business owner can do to hire a consultant or a coach to help them to increase that value on their property?
It's just like any other coach or advisor. You know, when you're having issues losing weight, you go find a weight loss coach. Or if you have, or if you have a problem with your car, you go to see a mechanic. The bottom line is that yes, finding a good business coach, finding an advisor to help you bring that value up is will pay for itself many times over in most cases.
Got it. Okay. And what about the difference between a business appraisal and a business valuation?
Well, business appraisals are a long, drawn-out process, and they're necessary for large businesses, millions of dollars, that will sell for millions of dollars. And it's a long, drawn-out process. It's very expensive in that it's, the cheapest one I've seen has been like $15,000.
Okay.
So it's just and they go through everything. So you're hiring different consultants for different areas, making sure that what's on that bottom line or on those balance sheets and P&Ls are absolutely accurate. A business valuation is a much shorter review of the finances to try to determine value, not going through every nook and cranny of the business.
So is that like that's the first part of it?
That's right.
Where you're at. Got it. Determining if their business will sell, is there something that a business owner can do to get an idea of the market, get an idea of their company, just to see if it's if it might sell?
Well, most businesses will sell over the long term.
Okay. Or they'll be long term meaning?
Multiple years.
Yes.
Many years.
Yeah.
Or they'll be transferred to a family member or to a relative or something like that. But just for some statistics on business sales, businesses that do under $750,000 in sales have a 1 in 5 chance of selling. So under 20%, honestly.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Sales
under $750,000, you said.
In sales, right. Businesses that have sales of $750,000 to $2 million have a 1 in 4 or 25% chance. Sales from $2 million to $30 million, from $2 million to $6 million have about a 29% chance of selling. And sales of $30 million or more have a 1 in 3 or 1/3 chance. So
really?
Yeah.
That is surprising statistics.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. But that's true. And we run across that all the time. What makes a business sell is getting the marketing out to enough people across the country and even across the globe to find an attractive buyer.
Well, I'd imagine across the globe is important because there's a lot of people coming in to our country to take advantage of being an entrepreneur.
And we use different databases that send information everywhere. We get calls from China, Dubai, the UK, all over the place as a result of how we list these businesses for
sale. Got it. So what about the time that it takes to sell on a typical successful process?
The fastest that we've ever done was about 6 weeks, start to finish.
That sounds pretty crazy.
It was crazy, but it worked. And most of them between 6 and 12 months is what you're looking for.
Okay.
Seldom, if you get to 2 years, you can pretty much bet that you're not gonna make it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I would imagine Frank having great representation on your side and representing that actual sell is a big part of the process in finding buyers. Is that are you the one that really it's connecting with that realtor, or how else are they finding buyers?
Well, family first. See if you can find a family member who's interested. Secondly, in your community. If you live in a small community, put the word out. If you have a broker, the broker is going to go to the world. He's going to try to find, he's going to try to find a buyer no matter where they come from. But he's going to look at those buyers and make sure they're good for the business and good for the community.
Okay, so hiring a business broker. Would you ever sell a business and not hire a business broker to represent you?
Well, I am one.
I know.
So the answer to that question is no.
Yeah. No. Okay, say you're not one. I mean, why would you? It's like selling your house. You know, if you look at all the statistics for sale by owner. I mean, you really, if you want to maximize, you need to have an expert.
It's the same difference. It's exactly the same difference. If you want to sell it, hire a good broker, get the word out, and let them manage it for you.
Because makes total sense.
Honestly, a business owner doesn't have the time nor the expertise to actually manage a business sale.
Those are the two key things. It is time and it is expertise. So list out as we wrap up my time with here, Frank, what is the broker doing for the owner?
Well, the broker, the 8 steps that we talked about earlier.
Yes.
The broker is key and fundamental in every one of those steps. So he's taking the leadership role in every one of those. And it's from preparing the business for sale all the way down to getting it closed and, you know, finding the banks, finding the funds. So the broker is taking the lead role. He's captaining that ship, if you will, to make sure that the process starts and it ends in the way it should.
Makes total sense. Frankie, I called you Frankie. Frank.
I was called that.
Yeah. Wait till Lisa hears that one. Frank, thanks for coming back in studio. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to have a conversation. And get your wife in here. I'd love to have her in here with you. So, Lisa, I'm saying this online, so I expect to have you here next time.
Well, she's been very, very busy with commercial deals.
Yes.
5 to 25 units. And,
yeah.
It's keeping her very busy. But, yes.
You'll let her know.
Yes.
Thanks again, Frank. Coming up next on the Money Hour, are you smart and safe with your financial investments? Tony Sablon with New York Life Eagle Strategies right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.